Hey guys, hey ladies, when do you feel most loved and most respected in your marriage? There's a book on that that was a bestseller talking about love and respect. But you know, all of the source for that comes right from the Bible. When it says about love and respect are two of the most important, powerful touch points and ingredients in an intentional marriage. I'm Dr. Randy here at our Intentional Living Center. Welcome to the show today here midweek. Love to have you be a part of it. You can share your comment on our storyline today. When do you feel most loved? We'd love to hear from you again. 888-888-1717. We got our whole team standing by for those calls on our comment line. Gino running Facebook today. Steven, our main senior producer, and of course Jennifer makes everything work. So let's get started, ladies. Hey, here's a question for you. Talk about love and respect. Ladies, when do you feel most loved?
I feel most loved by my husband when he says something to make me feel pretty special.
I would say the most that I feel loved is every day because he answers my phone calls or calls me and says, "Hello, darling. How's it going, beautiful?" Or, "How's my favorite girl today?" Intentionally going out of his way to call me a very positive name really makes me think that he appreciates me by doing that. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, what a guy. I'd keep him, right? Don't you think so, Jennifer? Let's keep him. Talk about love and respect today. Can't forget you guys. Come on, guys. You know, we're talking about love and respect, two of the most powerful ingredients in an intentional marriage. So guys, when do you feel most loved and respected?
Hey, this is Jordan in Florida, and when I feel most loved by my wife is actually when we're on the phone. When we're younger, first got married, arguments happen, but I asked her to not hang up ever on me out of anger. You know, disconnections happen and things, but it would always just make me fret and make me worry when all of a sudden the phone line would go dead and she'd be driving or I'd be driving. I'd never know what may have happened. And so I asked her one day to never do that. If, you know, you need a few minutes, I said, "Hey, sweetheart, you know, say goodbye, but don't hang up out of anger." And since that day, you know, we all tease and razz each other, but she's never done it.
If you're looking, by the way, that's a great reminder. That's a husband, like most of us as men, we worry and like to fix things. And we want to make sure things are okay in our home and our family. And so that's just the way it is, Jordan. God bless you. I'll tell you what, we got some great calls we're going to share with you. Men and women who are telling us when they feel most loved and respected. Love to hear your comments on our storyline. We have the calls all lined up for the show, but on our storyline at 888-888-1717. And we'll be back with some of those in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Here's a great way to strengthen your marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Comes back to the foundation of a great marriage, communication. Communicate deeply. It says in James 1:19 that we're to let every man, and I assume every woman as well, to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. In other words, we need to slow down when it comes to assuming what our spouse is saying and overreacting and be swift in listening. We call it active listening because active listening builds intimacy in your marriage, while anger will damage intimacy. Active listeners will go beyond the words and into the heart of the matter. So let me ask you, what is one thing that has worked for you in being a good communicator with your spouse in your marriage? I'd love to hear what it is and share it with others. Share with us on Facebook.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Marla, and I'm calling from Kansas. And I just want to say that my husband and I have been married 52 years. And today you're talking about love and respect. And I just want to say that I've been made a lot of mistakes in our marriage, as a lot of people have, but when I make them, they're pretty big, and a couple of financial ones. And I hated to tell him, and he just put his arms around me and hugged me and said, I love you and it'll be okay. And he never brought it up again. And I really respect him for that, because that's something that most people don't do, the forgiveness end of it.
Love and respect is our topic today. And it's an important one. In fact, it's foundational for an intentional marriage. Forgiveness is important. The reason we do a show like this here at our center is to share with you all some ideas, the one things that we talk about. As you hear people sharing about the love and respect in their marriage, what's working, what's not working, what they appreciate, it's giving each of us some ideas of things that we need to be thinking about as well. That's why we always leave our comment storyline open to you. If you have questions for me on marriage or parenting or relationships, or you have a comment about how you're being intentional in your marriage or your spouse is or in your family, we just love to hear these. And Stephen goes through them and we get a chance to share many of them on the air. So we're here for you 24 hours a day on our storyline comment line at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. All right, Bradley, tell me, my friend, how is love and respect working for you, my friend?
Well, it's been working more on her side lately than mine, and that's not my intention. My intention is to show her how much she is loved and respected on a daily basis, and I've been failing. I've been putting work first and family second and blinding myself to her feelings.
Do you know what, when she feels most loved by you, do you know what it is that makes her feel that?
Folding the laundry.
So it's real acts of service, just getting involved, being involved and doing things around the house, helping her out with things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely acts of service.
So what struck your spirit today? Was it something she has said to you, or do you just kind of sense that it's not been going well?
We had a rough patch hit yesterday in our marriage that was above and beyond that and really shook things up. And I prayed on it and got thinking, and it made me step back and see where she's at right now and the hurt that she's probably feeling because of my lack of intentional living in our marriage.
Hmm. So what do you intend to do? What things do you think you're going to be doing to, as a result of hearing all this and experiencing this?
I'm going to be as intentional as I can. I'm going to put work second and bring my family back in the center. And I feel like Christ hasn't been centered like he needs to be in my life lately. And I've been trying, but I haven't taken that full step. I've been holding him back at arm's length. And I think I need to really address that immediately.
Do you think she's listening today?
She may be.
What would you say to her?
Sometimes has this one.
What would you say to her if she were?
That I love her more than life itself, and I'm willing to put in as much work as it takes to get through this.
Mm.
Thank you, Bradley, for sharing that story with us. And if she's listening, it's a reminder of the power of taking the words that you might share on the radio and take them right to your spouse. Words either lift or lower. You know, we think about the power of words. In the beginning was the Word, the Bible says. And that's a reminder to us about the power of the words that we speak or don't speak, how we say them, to whom do we say them, in what fashion do we say them. And our words can either lift or lower in a relationship. I talk about that this month in my lesson, about the power of our words lifting or lowering. And so as we're thinking about love and respect, it doesn't have to be the big, huge, expensive things. You think, well, well, when we hear about I feel most loved, generally it's the little things. It's the things that a spouse does, a husband or wife that they do in the marriage that just says, hey, I know you're there and I appreciate you and I love you, appreciate you, respect you. Ladies, you want to honor your husband. You show respect where and when you can makes a difference. Guys, loving your spouse, the difference can be huge. Love and respect. Terry, tell us, how's it going for you guys?
You know, my husband and I have devotions together every morning, and we read God's word, and then we pray out loud. And we pray about many different things, our kids, our church, our pastors. But when I hear him pray for me and when I hear him thank God for bringing me into his life, it is so meaningful.
Meaningful even saying and it, isn't it?
Yeah, he will even pray specifically out loud when he sees me, you know, maybe struggling with something. And I'm just like, this man cares so much for me. And his tenderness towards God when he's praying for me, it just is so meaningful.
How many years did you say you've been married?
It's a second marriage for both of us, but we've been married 23 years.
Wow. Listen, we know the stats on second marriages are under a great deal more stress. And it sounds like he's really stepped up to say, hey, this marriage, we want to make this marriage a really beautiful thing for both of you.
He has, and we both have realized that the key is absolutely making God first in our lives. Mm. And also, for many years, we didn't have morning devotions together because we were so caught up in the work life and running out the door. And now we've been blessed to both be retired and to be able to get up in the mornings and first thing, you know, read together and pray together. It has made such a difference in our marriage. We've always had a good marriage, but it is more precious than I could ever say. And it's just because we're seeking God together and we've learned that the closer we individually get to God, the closer we get to each other.
That's true. Amen to that. Thank you, Terry, for sharing your story. And you may be listening and thinking, I hear these calls. I wish I had that. You know, I wish I had a little bit of that in my marriage. I wish my spouse were doing what I'm hearing she's doing or what he's doing. And it's easy to fall into that idea of, well, I wish you were like him or wish you were like her. The reality is it begins with us. And I just think today, if we're talking about intentional living, here's the thing. The one thing that we focus on is what one thing can I do today, one thing I could do today that would make the biggest significant difference, in this case, in my marriage. And it doesn't have to be huge or profound, but it might be just a new habit that you say, for the next 30 days, I'm going to start this new habit in my marriage because I know it'll be important to my spouse. Maybe it's helping out without being asked. Maybe it's not criticizing, learning to bite the tongue a little bit and just say, hey, I'm going to back off. I'm offering too many comments and suggestions. Or maybe for the next 30 days, you're going to be asking your spouse every day, you know, one thing today could I do to really show you I love you or you need, or maybe just do it. And in the process, you're making a difference. See, we're talking about love and respect. We're not talking about jewels and diamonds and expensive vacations. She might like some of those. But the reality is we're talking about the things that we can do every day, day in and day out for 50 years. I don't mean out of boredom or routine, but out of love, out of spontaneity, out of appreciation, to say I love you. So I guess the question we're really asking you all today is, when do you feel most loved and respected?
Me and my husband, we work together. We own our own business, and we're very busy. And every once in a while, he'll find a song that reminds him of us and our marriage, and he'll, out of the blue, just come into the bathroom and say, come listen to the song, come listen to the song. It reminds me of me and you. And I'll go in there and I'll listen to the words and we will dance around a little bit, just completely out of the blue, very, very spontaneous. And that makes me feel very special and very loved. Also, he will plan surprises and take me on trips. He'll just tell me to pack up a few items. If it's, you know, a place that's going to be cold, he'll tell me to pack a jacket, or if we're going to be outdoors, shorts, sunscreen. And we'll just pack and we'll jump in the car and we'll drive. And he's taken me on things like train rides, hot air balloons, and sometimes just the excitement and the anticipation of a surprise of not knowing what I'm going to get at the end. Spending time with him alone and just celebrating our marriage, that makes me feel very loved.
An expectation reset will build, I think it'll build more intimacy in your marriage. You've heard me say that expectations, whenever they're greater than reality, it creates disappointment in the marriage relationship.
I really encourage you to sit down with your spouse and think about, what are four or five things that you expect from marriage? What are some things that are important to you? And exchange that list and then be able to talk about it. Because at the end of the day, when we're not meeting the expectations of our spouse, even though our intentions are good, it's going to create disappointment and disillusionment and sometimes great discouragement in the marriage relationship.
You know, we're talking about reset this month, and it's on the topic of marriage. It's really coming out of my Intentional Love Marriage Date Night conferences that we just completed in Michigan. And one of the things I talked about was the power of a reset. Reset meaning that you stop and you say, can we get back to the factory settings? We got to get back to whatever's jamming up my computer. I hit the reset. Whatever's jamming up your marriage or your relationship with your son or your daughter, or maybe at work or your own mind, you hit the reset, say, I got to get back to factory settings. And of course, we know the factory we came from, right? If we're a Christian, a follower of Christ, we know that, we've been created in the image of a living, powerful God, which is way beyond anything I can understand. I mean, when we look out into the space and we see billions of galaxies now with this new James Webb telescope, and imagine this little blue dot that we kind of float through the universe, understanding that God is, well, he's so way beyond even the scope of what we can even imagine. And he loves you and he loves me. And so from time to time in our lives, we would be smart maybe every day to hit the reset button to say, God, what is it today that I could do that'll bring you glory and honor today? Now, we're talking specifically about marriage. You know, he loves marriage. The Bible speaks a lot about the power of marriage, the relationship between a man and woman in marriage. That's God's intention. That's what the Bible teaches. And that's where we settle. And so the question is this. If it's important that love and respect are two foundational points that hold the whole thing together, I guess it comes back to this question. That's what we're talking about today. When do you feel most loved and respected?
Hi, my name is Kathleen. How my husband shows me love is every morning. He consistently is the leader in the Word. He makes sure we're going through the Bible. He even fixes me coffee. We end our session with prayer and a big old hug and kiss. And he leaves for work. And it really makes our day.
He was the cutest when he was studying the Bible, when he was sitting there, concentrating and focusing on that Bible and doing his little Bible study. He was so cute. That's when I wanted to come up and just hug on him and love on him when he was actually studying that Bible. That's when he was the nicest, and that's when he treated me the best.
When I feel most loved by my husband is when we share the Word, when we can sit down together and we can discuss what is in the reading, and then I know that God is in the middle of our relationship.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you for sharing that. Talking about love and respect. Let's go, Vicki. Appreciate your call. When do you feel most loved?
I would definitely say I feel the most loved when my husband is spontaneous. And for listeners that are debating whether or not to go to the Intentional Living date night,
yes.
Do it. Do it. I have to tell you that Dave and I were in the front row over to the left, and I, on August 11th, moved out of the master bedroom, master closet, everything, and I really thought that our marriage was done and over with. My husband traveled over 200 days out of the year. And I wasn't feeling like a wife. I was feeling like someone that was doing the laundry and the cooking and the cleaning and paying the bills. And I'm like, where are we? And for Dave to be spontaneous, someone who, you know, is quality control and, you know, everything is black and white, spontaneity is not in his wheelhouse, but after, you know, listening to you, he actually on Sunday said, let's go to Sedona. So we did. But on another note, Randy, when you were discussing about toilet paper over and under,
yeah,
I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock. David already left. He folded the toilet paper like you did, and I chuckled.
Wow. Hey, you guys traveled all the way from Lubbock to Phoenix to be at the conference, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So, but I really need to thank you because there were tears shed and there was honest conversation that, you know, I had been wanting and hadn't gotten, and you helped throw the switch. So thank you, and thank you for, you know, the ministry that you and your wife, Donna, do. It's greatly, greatly appreciated because you've saved a 28-year marriage. Mm.
Well, that's very kind of you, Vicki. We're glad we could play our small part. And that toilet paper roll story, you have to come to one of my conferences to hear the end of that one. But I could just tell you this. I grew up with all guys. My mom, and then my dad, and of course, so two brothers. But I never learned that there was a proper way of putting toilet paper on the toilet paper roll until I got married. And I was kindly reminded of there's a proper way of doing this. And then I thought, who died and made that a rule? You know, there's more to that story. It's a lot. It's kind of fun. Well, if I have a conference in your area, you come and I'll tell you the rest of that story. All right, we're talking about love and respect today. Jorge, over there in Florida, how is love and respect working for you guys?
Well, me and my wife have only been married for 4 years, so I know for a lot of people that's not a long time, but we've had a lot of experience this last 4 years on trying to set a foundation for what our marriage is to be like, because our goal is to be married 60, 70, 75 years, however long the Lord allows us to be here.
There you go, that's
good. So what we did is... We struggle with wanting to be with each other. We like to have dates, and we live really, really, really busy. And my wife was really focused on wanting us to plan dates out. Well, I prefer to just be spontaneous whenever it comes to dates. And, you know, I'm a man. I don't know if that's like, you know, guy talk or guy trade, but I just like to go with the flow. And she is very, I want organization. So what we ended up doing was creating a dating game. Based off of Dr. Jim Burns' book. Mm-hmm. And what it is he talked about writing 10 dates down. But what we did is we took 20 dates and we wrote them down. And we got a 20-sided die from that Dungeons & Dragons game a long time ago. And we will roll the die, and whatever it lands on is what date we're going to do that night.
Sounds like a better use for that.
Yeah. It's amen. Come on. Come on, somebody. It gives us both the opportunity, me to help plan it out and to show her, hey, man, I'm willing to plan for you. I love you. I care about you. And if this makes you feel comfortable, I'm going to do it. But it shows me respect because she still wants me and allows me to keep my spontaneity and be spontaneous.
That's good. So she, in other words, what I hear you saying, Jorge, is she approves what's on the die before you throw it, though. So there's control about what we're going to do. It just, we don't know what order it's going to come in. That's fun. That's great. Thank you, Jorge from Florida. By the way, as we're getting close to the end of the show, if you want to participate, our comment line, our story line is always open to you. We're here for you guys. We're a community of believers. We love the Lord here at Family Life Communications and in our Intentional Living Center. I believe, as I look around, come on, you don't have to go very far to see the world is falling apart around us. And I don't want to be dramatic, but I don't think that's very dramatic. I think it's a reality. And we either choose to be intentional or we don't. If you're not intentional, the world will be intentional. Somebody's intentional in your life. Somebody's trying to get to you online or whatever to influence you, your kids, your marriage, your family, your finance. And so we just believe it's time to step up, learn how to make decisions, solve problems, live as Christ intended for his glory and our benefit. That's simply what intentional living is all about. All right. Time for one more. Let me see. Shonda. How does this topic relate to you today?
The love and respect topic is huge for me. It also boils down to being attracted to my husband so much more when he does this. I'm going to add that in there because for him to back me as a mom, we've been married 22 years. He's my high school sweetheart. He's an amazing, godly man that the Lord has put in my life. And when he comes home, when the children were younger, I have older children now, they're 21 and 19, and when they were younger and he would back me when he was at work and I was doing the disciplining, he'd come home and say, you know what, your mom's got this one. She's right. I got to tell you, she's right. for him to back me even now as they're older, if they come home from college and visit and we're still trying to raise them up in the way that they should go, for him to back me on the decisions that I make or advice that I give them is where I feel that love and respect. And I also feel more attracted to him. I look at him and go, wow, you truly are the man that God has for me. So when he shows me that he backs me when it comes down to family and the decision-making with my children is when I feel most loved and respected.
That's fantastic. And that has been a pattern all through the years of your marriage?
Absolutely. It's something that we've both worked on. We've had our ups and downs, of course. There's no perfect marriage out there. But absolutely, that's something that we've concentrated on making sure and capitalized in our marriage, that we respect each other and backing each other when we sometimes maybe don't disagree with the situation behind closed doors. But in front of the children, we come to an agreement, and they see that with us
being
on the same page.
That's good. Good stuff. Thank you, Shonda, from Arizona. All across the country, people have been checking in to be a part of Intentional Living today. What's your story? What one thing do you do for love and respect in your marriage that's working for you? Love to hear it. Really would at our storyline. Also, we've been working on a new little two-minute show that's going to be on the power of one thing. Basically, one thing to answer a question, because we believe there's a four-step process for intentional living to help you, help your kids, help others to learn how to make decisions, solve problems intentionally in Christ, biblically. And not just talk about it or say, you know, not just back off and say, well, I'm waiting for God to fix this. He may not. He may be waiting for you to take the next step in your life intentionally for him. Not to be hearers of the word only, but doers as well. And that's part of what we're developing. And so if you have a question, maybe you're wrestling with something in a relationship with your kids, with your finances, with your health, and you'd like to know how the intentional living process can work, here's what I'd love to have you do. Call our storyline and just say, hey, here's who I am, and here's my question for you, Dr. Randy. And we'll love to take some of these and use them on upcoming shows that we're developing to send out all around the world. So you're welcome to do that as well. Just give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Thanks to all who participated today. Thanks, Jennifer. Thank you very much, Gino, for running the Facebook for us. And our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us here in our Intentional Living studio. And I hope you'll share this program with others. And Stephen, man, he works behind the scenes to pull together so much great content for me. Makes me look smarter than I am for sure every day. All right, we got to run. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living, figuring out what pleases Christ, talking about it, and then knowing we benefit from it as well. We'll see you then.